You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, service workers in restaurants in particular are experiencing more harassment and fewer tips during the pandemic. We'll find out why. Now, for a lot of people, 2020 has been the most difficult year they've experienced in a long time, maybe ever. We want to hear from you with your report on things that happened in your life, for better or worse, big or small. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This year, there's the actual COVID-19 pandemic itself and all the stuff that came along with it. Shutdowns, economic uncertainty, canceled events, virtual schools, masks, social isolation, and so on, plus a long, contentious election, summer protests and violence. That list goes on. Along with the challenges, there have been opportunities for good things to happen. Maybe you've been enjoying more time with your families. Your business has done okay through all of this. You've grown thankful for what you have, or you've picked up a new skill or hobby. Now that we're just about done with 2020, we want to hear how it went for you at 800-642-1234. Overall, generally a good or bad year. What was a big thing that happened for better or worse? What did you learn? Do you feel stronger now that you made it through? Did you learn something about yourself along the way? And what is your mindset heading into 2021? What is your hope heading into 2021? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. You can always tweet us at Central Time WPR. We asked around WPR staff to share some of their milestones. Southwest Regional Manager Ezra Wall says, "I am so incredibly cognizant of what a heartbreaking year 2020 has been for so many. For me, it was the year my life changed for the better." Ezra says, "In fact, it was the best year yet. After 23 years out of state, WPR gave me the chance to take the job of my dreams and move back home to La Crosse in December of 2019. He says, "I've been living with my folks during COVID, which is a blast. My heart breaks for so many friends, family, and colleagues, but my heart is full from the blessings of 2020. And Susanna Michaels from our WPR fundraising team says, "2020 has filled me with gratitude. I'm so grateful for the many things I'm so lucky to have. Job, health, healthy food, relationship, great coworkers." And she says a group of women in her neighborhood has taken a meeting once a week outdoors, spaced apart. Highlight of her week. Susanna says, "I'm not sure that would have happened without the pandemic." How about you? Is there something that changed in your life? Somebody you'd like to remember that you lost? Maybe something good that happened, something positive that came out of the bad news. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go to your calls now. Mike starts us off calling from Milwaukee. Mike, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about today, Mike?
Well, like I said, we had talked about other times in our life which might have been more difficult. I'm 74 years old. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and as I look back to my time in the service, it certainly was a lot more difficult than this last year was. And I'm lucky enough that I wasn't really affected. The biggest problem for me, of course, is not getting to see my children or grandchildren, which is difficult for everybody. But in the scheme of things, we've all probably gone through things that have been pretty traumatic, even more so than what the year has been for most of us. For some people, this has been a terrible year. If, of course, you got sick or you lost your job or something like that. But to keep it in perspective, things could really get a lot worse or be a lot worse. And I'm thankful for everything that I do have. And it's probably, it's not the worst year ever, but it's a year that we're all going to try and forget, that's for sure.
Mike, thank you so much for sharing that perspective. Yeah, that time in the military certainly gave you a lot of perspective. It sounds like, I hope that you do get to see your children and grandchildren and that things, work out, that we can all do that kind of thing really soon. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Aiden is with us now in Green Bay. Aiden, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to share with us, Aiden?
So I actually got out of homelessness this year. I started the year homeless, living out of my truck and whatever. And it's been a crazy year for sure. I got COVID-19 back in March, and despite all that, I have an apartment now. I have a girlfriend of, actually our anniversary is today for a year, and I have a brand new car, and I'm just incredibly grateful for everything that's happened because it's really humbled me, and I kind of needed that. And honestly, I'm really grateful despite everything that's happened. And, you know, I feel very lucky that I am in the place that I am now, but 2020 has definitely been a very difficult year, but I feel like there's definitely still hope if you look hard enough, and maybe that helps other people. I don't know, but that's what my year's been like for sure. So I'm very grateful to where I am now for sure.
Wow. Aiden, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm glad to hear that good news for you out of homelessness. And happy anniversary, I should say. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story at 800-642-1234. We are asking you to share your personal experience of 2020, something that changed in your life, maybe for better, maybe for worse. The perspectives you have on it doesn't have to be something big. Could be a little regret or a little positive development in your life, or big ones like Aiden shared with us there. Really appreciate that. The number again, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Again, we asked around Wisconsin Public Radio staff to see if they had short stories to share. They did. Shireen Stewart, Route 51 host, says this year COVID upended our lives more than anything we've ever experienced in our family. We canceled trips, canceled family gatherings, spent months away from our loved ones, and experienced significant personal losses. Shireen writes, my husband and I both had COVID. I was in the hospital. The list of struggles is long, but there were plenty of bright spots. Shireen says, my husband and I were forced to slow down, which resulted in spending more quality time together, doing things like playing cards, relaxing by the fire, boating and kayaking. We rediscovered our joy of cooking and reading. We went for long bike rides. We learned new ways to connect with our families, and through it all, we emerged somehow stronger as a couple or even as a family. Well, how about you? Do you have stories of changes this year? Good, bad, maybe a little bit of both. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Looks like some more calls are coming in. Let's share a story from Lisa Nalbanian, our Southeast Regional Manager. She says, our family has enjoyed all the extra time together and our ability to spend weeks at Wisconsin's beautiful state parks. Let's go back to your calls and stories now at 800-642-1234. We've got Karen with us in Osceola. Karen, hello.
Hello, Rob.
This Hi.
This is my second time calling into you. And I want to let you know that prior to the pandemic, I was not at all a radio listener. But because of the pandemic, I wanted to tune in and get Wisconsin news. And not only have I loved WPR for the news, but your show, and I also became a member. So thank you.
That is fantastic, Karen. Thank you so much for calling in. And I got to say, I mean, it's been a special part of my year. I always love the job that I do. But I don't know. I feel like people want to hear, have that connection and hear just the sound of another human voice talking. I'm really glad I could be there for Karen and anybody else who feels that need for connection. It's an awesome thing for me to be able to participate in. Thank you for that call, Karen, at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Russ now on the line in Monroe. Russ, hi.
Hi. My wife and I have a small restaurant, a popular restaurant, and we've never closed for COVID. Our business changed to mostly carry out. We'd already done a fair amount of carry out, but it's been actually a good year for the business. We're a small percentage of restaurants that are hanging in there. We haven't had to lay off any of our staff,
wow.
And we've kind of had to respond to this whole new carryout thing, all the different things that have to be done related to that, the boxes and everything. But we've, I think, made our whole group, our whole team, just tighter, more attentive, more appreciative of all the outpouring of generosity. It's been kind of a spectacular year in that respect.
That's fantastic, Russ. And let me ask you, what's the favorite carryout item? What are people loving to take home and eat?
Well, we do smoked meats and grilled meats, and they really love the brisket and brisket sandwiches, things like that. Like brisket's a big one, plus our pulled pork is pretty popular. And we put that in burritos and sandwiches and things like that. People have been really generous.
Oh, I bet. Russ, thank you. That now I'm hungry, too. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. We are asking for your 2020 stories, things that changed in your life. Maybe something big, maybe something small, maybe good or bad, or a little bit of both. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you pick up a new hobby? figure out a new way to connect to people in your neighborhood or around the world? Is there a loss you've encountered in your life? Have you found silver linings even amidst the bad stuff? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation. Keep hearing for more of you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're looking back on the year 2020, taking your calls on the good, the bad, the hopes for the new year at 800-642-1234. We want to know how your year went. Is it a bad one pretty much all the way around? Can't wait for it to be over. Or did you find some bright spots despite all the COVID-related stuff? Let us know what you're grateful for, what you've learned, what you need in 2021. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll go back to your calls now. Doug is with us in Madison. Doug, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Doug?
You know, it's been an interesting year. My wife was downsized in August of 19. I got downsized in January of 20, and we've managed to make ends meet. We're active in a not-for-profit organization that we managed to do $30,000 of charitable giving and with one fundraising event that could not happen this year. As an organization, we still managed to do enough fundraising that we were able to do our $30,000 of charitable giving.
Wow.
So what I've seen is the kindness of people has still come through, even though the job market is terrible.
I was going to say, and I heard that from a couple of guests from food banks yesterday, at least for part of the year, people have been wanting to be more generous. They're looking for ways to help other people out. It sounds like you are seeing that out there, Doug.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
We've reached out and said, you know, let us know how we can help you. So people are generous.
Well, Doug, thank you so much. Good luck to you and your wife. Hope you get back to full-time work as soon as you're able to. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Gina with us now in Oshkosh. Gina, hi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to share with us today, Gina?
I learned how to kayak. I bought a kayak and kayaked all over the state for the first time this year because of COVID.
Yeah, and that's a great social distance kind of thing. Outside, it's perfect. Now, are you on rivers, lakes, a little bit of both?
Both. Yep, both.
And how big a learning curve? I've kayaked some. I'm not very good at it. I have to stay in very safe locations. Did it take you a while to get the hang of it?
It actually really didn't. It was easier than I thought, but it was so relaxing, so peaceful. I never thought I would enjoy it. I mean, I enjoyed it immensely.
Fantastic. So are you winter kayaking at all before things freeze up everywhere, or are you just looking forward to the spring?
I am looking forward to the spring, but I last kayaked, I think, November 10th. So
Okay. Went
pretty far into the fall, but no winter kayaking for me.
Fair enough, Gina. Thank you so much for calling in. She picked it up faster than I did. I think a lot of people are better at learning that kind of thing than I am, though. We are asking for things that changed, new things in your life in 2020, changes for the worse, for the better, maybe a little bit of both. Could be something big or something small, maybe something you learned about yourself amidst all the everything of 2020. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll go back to your calls now. Paul is with us in La Crosse. Paul, hi.
Hi. I improved on my time and money management skills.
Now, were you kind of forced to by the way things had changed, or did you set this as a goal?
Kind of as a goal, but I wasn't really sticking to it. But then COVID happened and the pandemic, and it's like, better time if any. So,
can you share a lesson with us, Paul, when it comes to time management? I always feel like I could use better time management skills.
It's really hard to say this, but multitasking. I mean, some people think you're less efficient when you multitask, but that's not true. Like, if you're doing your laundry, just do a few, like, and then soak the dishes and then vacuuming. Well, you're doing three things at once. And then,
right. You
know, have a few other things on the side at the same time. And it's not a big deal. Pretty soon you'll have a whole house, well, not house, but, you know, 2-3-bedroom apartment clean in a matter of an hour or two. So.
All right. Well, that is a fine skill, Paul, and I like that. Thanks a lot for calling in. It's, you know, multitasking. If you're trying to literally do multiple things at a time, that's a problem. But that's like parallel. You got the laundry going in the background, then you're doing this. You throw the thing to soak in the sink. I love it. That's a good time management lesson learned in 2020. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234 with something that changed in your life in 2020 for better or worse, big or small, maybe some silver linings. Or a lesson you learned. 800-642-1234 is the number, or you can email at ideas@wpr.org. Mara in Weston emailed us. Mara says, started off this year with my dad in the ICU for multiple weeks, but I'm finishing off the year with the purchase of my first home. 2020 has made me more grateful and empathetic, and Mara says, I am looking forward to what 2021 will bring. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Mara. Well, we asked the same questions that you can answer at 800-642-1234 around here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Could share another one or two of those. Joy Ratchkramer in the WPR Wausau Bureau answered us. Joy says, I'm really grateful that I formed a pod with my parents early on and that my toddler has been able to form strong relationships with Ama and Papa in these trying times. I wouldn't be able to work from home without them. And despite everything happening in the world, Joy says, my family is closer than ever. Joy, great story there. Now let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Henry is with us now in Wells, Michigan. Henry, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to mention how 2020 has been a great year for me. It was, I'm holding my little 11-month-old.
Wow.
That I had to raise and this fun stuff. I was fortunate enough to work, still be working, and I got extra time with them. Dads don't usually get that, and how much I appreciated that. But I also want to note that I'd give that all back to save 300,000 lives, but I feel lucky that I have them.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with celebrating that, Henry. I am very happy for you. You got a first birthday lined up for next month, right?
Not too long from now, yep.
Fantastic. Henry, thank you so much. Love hearing good stories like that, even amidst the bad stuff. 800-642-1234 is the number to call if you have a 2020 story to share. Cindy joins us next in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, I'm just hoping that everyone has gained a better appreciation for essential workers and also realized that we don't need as many material things as we think we do, and also realize that we are living in a moment of history that may never repeat itself. So this is hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Me too.
So I guess you have to take some good out of the bad, because if you don't, you won't survive this.
Cindy, thanks a lot. Some good perspectives there. Thanks for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Caleb joins us next in Osseo. Caleb, hi.
Hey there, long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
Just want to say I appreciate all the great programming at NPR, at WPR, and wanted to say, you know, although 2020 has sure been a hit for all of us, I was lucky enough to meet the love of my life, you know, this year. So
fantastic. I got to ask, Caleb, it's been hard to meet people this year. How did you meet, if I may ask, in 2020?
Online dating, got to say. Yep, works for some, but worked for us.
That is fantastic, Caleb. Well, I'm glad you met the love of your life amidst all of this in 2020. Thank you so much for sharing that. Sarah, our technical director, shared a story with us similar. She met someone this year, too, and she is celebrating that as well with us. Again, we asked around WPR. We got a cut time for another story or two they shared. Judith Heisey, digital marketing manager, wrote a camping trip to Mirror Lake State Park, a wonderful new kitten, and having my husband not on the convention circuit for 50-plus days over the year were all the brighter spots. Of course, she says his sourdough bread baking obsession means we've all added our pandemic poundage, but in a super delicious way. Judith writes, the most selfish thing I could say about 2020 is I love curbside pickup. Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be a habit that sticks around for us for a long time. You can get used to something like that. And our producer, Central Time producer Bill Martin, says all in all, his 2020 went pretty good, stayed healthy. COVID didn't cause serious problems in his family. He and his wife stayed employed. Cat, healthy. Bill got to do some pretty serious gardening and take lots of photos. And he's started working out in the basement back in February and has stuck with it all the way here in December. Now he looks like the Incredible Hulk minus the green. I can vouch for that. Bill is just ripped these days. Well, hey, there is still time for you to keep sharing your stories with us, even though our conversation now is done. Tweet us your 2020 stories, your upsides, your downsides. We are at Central Time WPR. That's at Central Time WPR. You could still also email ideas at WPR.org and may find a moment to share a couple more stories as they come in. Again, email us ideas at WPR.org or you could tweet us at Central Time WPR. Thanks to everyone. Some great stories. Love to hear from all of you calling in or emailing today.